In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Please be advised the following episode contains adult content and graphic language. Listener discretion is advised. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today. Q-Code presents Electric Easy, created by Vanya Asher, starring and executive produced by Kesha. Also starring Chloe Bailey and Mason Gooding.
Every time we're together,
it'll never be the same.
If you're not here,
how can you stay away?
Away so long.
Verse 3. Vector.
Lucky.
A duet to die for.
We pull up at the Tenon. It's 10 stories tall. Medical complex vibes. That's what it was intended to be before construction was abandoned halfway to provide temporary shelter for infected electrics after the outbreak. The upper floors are still just steel columns and I-beams. A giant sun-bleached banner hangs off the columns. The words, "Special rates for electrics," are barely legible. Riz, an antique electric with a penchant for fur. Hawks use body mods on the sidewalk in front of the inn, always slinging dice with some old timers.
What is this place?
Home.
How'd the show go, Ms. V?
A-OK, Riz.
I got a brand new selection of booty, Ms. V. You should come take a look. It's golden stuff.
Some other time.
Well, you know where to find me.
Mm-hmm.
Say, that's a nice car, bud.
Yeah, thanks, man.
How much time do I have?
I don't know. Someone Skinner raises the alarm. Day and a night, maybe less. She'll send more D-Dogs next time around. The whole pack.
Yeah, no shit. Well, Lucky, it's been something, all right.
Oh, Vector, this is yours. I grabbed it as we were, fell out of your bag.
He hands me a photo that I carry everywhere. It's a photo of Sasha. Sasha and I, before the virus, at a rally for electric rights, holding hands. I was so damn happy that day. I folded up and put it away. I'm so grateful my heart feels like it will burst. Thanks. What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
She's gonna come after you, too.
Yeah, she sure is.
Do you have a place to stay?
No, but I'll figure something out.
I don't know what I was thinking that night. I mean, I wasn't. You can stay here for the night. We can make room. The sun will be up in a few hours anyway, and you can get on your way in the morning.
Oh. Okay.
Don't make me regret this. Come on, hurry up before the rain starts. I was in shock. I felt bad for him. I felt like it was my fault. Because my processors have been warped. Because I know Mama D's wrath, and he knows her wrath, and still, he chose to let me go free. What a terrible mistake. Lucky and I ride the elevator up to my home box at the Tin Inn. I can feel him next to me. The pull of his field feels stronger than your average bio. Maybe it's all in my head. I get weird when I'm on my last bar.
Hey, do you know the door close button on most elevators is actually fake? This little guy right here.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't do anything.
It does a whole lot. Makes us think we have some control over the world.
You're gonna be on your own for a bit, while I recharge.
Oh, yeah.
On nights we get raided, my boxmate Zeph hosts a sort of party. Mm-hmm. Anyone who needs a tune-up and safe processing space comes through. I mean, it can get crowded.
Your friend, the army vet, is he gonna be...
Omni's gonna spend the night in the slammer. You made sure.
Right.
Fuck you, by the way. He didn't have a record before you.
I didn't mean...
Don't say anything to my boxmates about tonight. About who you were. Whatever. Just play along. You're what? You're a one-night stand. Make sense? Okay, come on. I'm suddenly aware of the smell of old pipes and gasoline and dead roaches. Of the peeling paint and missing tiles. Of the squalor of this place, but I don't care. I don't. I already miss this hallway. This rusty door from box 406. My door. My world. Is this my last night here? I don't want to run again.
You all right?
If my friends sniff you out, they'll kill you.
Out of the frying pan, into the fire.
That's when Lucky does a dumb thing. He takes my hand, slides his fingers between mine. His palm is cold and soft in that way only bio palms are. I pull my hand away. Boy, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I was just getting into the...
Don't overthink it.
What threw me was how normal their place seemed. They got cats, for God's sake. So... we walk into a cramped living room with two ratty couches, benzene bottles littered all over, karaoke vids streaming on the walls, and crystals. Lots of crystals. A short blonde electric in a long silver cape eats the mic.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
She was the MC at the Electric Easy.
Giving all your love to just one man. Giving them all.
blah. Dan.
Whatever.
I hang back in the hallway. Let Vector make the rounds.
Bless, baby. Thank MotherNet, you're safe.
Bless, Seth.
She hugs a blue-skinned e-girl with translucent wings.
Bless Aura.
Oh, bless me. They took him. The pigs got our Omni.
Shit. She's the veteran's girl.
I'm so sorry. I'll keep him in my prayers. He'll come back to us. Safe.
We can barely look at her.
Yeah, I'm sorry too. It's just... Oh. At least it's his first strike, right?
In God's hands now. Bless Hal.
Bless, Ms. V.
Hal's the bartender who gave Skinner and me free drinks. I didn't realize his rubber suit was an Uncle Sam getup. Top hat and all.
Vector, you met my boyfriend, JJ?
What's up?
JJ the mechanic? No, but I heard all about you.
Nothing good, I hope.
Oh, God. Chill.
Pretty sure the mechanic's a bio. Japanese. A muscle mountain with a red mohawk.
Vector, can I just say your skin tease was like... Pfft, wow.
Thank you, JJ, for being here with us.
Oh, please. I wish I could do so much more. Are you hurt? Do you or your friend need a tune-up?
No. Just scrapes and bruises here. And he's a bio. Thank you, though.
The cats rub up on my legs, so I pick one up, not thinking twice about it. Vector turns to look at me. She smiles.
Bless, Martha. Monk.
The response comes from my hands.
Bless. We miss you.
Whoa, what the...
What's your problem?
Never seen electric cats before?
Bambi boy.
No, yeah, my bad. Sorry.
Piss on him.
Guys, leave him alone. Like I want my Dino. Jesus, I'm going to topple if I don't charge right now.
Watch yourself, punk.
If you know it's good for you.
Vector, here, let me do that for you.
Got it. I got it. Do you?
All right.
Vector unrolls an old rayon charging Matt in the corner. The old jingle pops up into my head. If your electric is down, give it a top up, nap on our mat, and it's guaranteed to hop up, or something like that.
So, V, don't keep us guessing.
His name's Lucky.
It's good.
Hi, Lucky.
Hi, Lucky.
What's up?
He's lucky to have a girl like Vector take him home.
Easy does it, Zeph. I'll just be a minute.
Vector lies back on the mat. She closes her eyes. A green glow envelops her. For some reason, I'm scared that she won't wake up. What?
Oh, nothing. It's just the way you look at her. It's sweet, if you're into that kind of thing. Welcome to our little refuge for refugees. I'm Zephyr. Friends call me Zeph. Pronouns, she, her. What's your sign?
My sign? What's May 22nd?
Gemini.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong with being a Gemini?
Geminis are ruled by the feeling that their other half is missing. Always searching. Curious, but real damn indecisive. And secretive, too.
You're doomed.
All right. Noted.
You keeping secrets, Lucky?
There's
hope. V's a Sag. Fire to your air. You could open her world. She could challenge you to become a better you. Just don't get clingy. Fresh out of the closet.
Seth.
Just making combo. Never seen the boy around, and now he's all up in our box. You openly electrosexual or nah?
I don't know.
I get it. Fuck labels anyways. Equal opportunity offender here. Well, I'd never date a bio, but you catch my drift. Oof. Excuse. New voice mod. You good, Lucky? Looking a little pale. Post up. I'll fix you a tonic.
I am not good. A wave of anxiety washes over me. What was I thinking? I wobble over the couch by the window and sit across the bartender and his dude. Make sure I got a clear view of the box door. Am I a... What am I? What am I doing here? I'm watching cats do karaoke. Why? The e-girl I threw my life away for is charging on the ground next to my feet. Why didn't I bring a weapon? I'm not good. I'm losing my shit. I have to get out of here. I have to run.
If you don't die it right, we'll fall away.
Is she dreaming?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Always.
The corners of her mouth curl into a smile. That smile. What is she dreaming about? I need to know. I can't go.
I miss dreaming together.
What?
Once upon a time, before the virus struck, Electrics used to all dream together. We were connected by Mothernet back then. We still got Nirvana, I guess. But honestly, it's just a pale imitation.
I don't really know what he's going on about, so I just kind of nod along.
What a hit.
It's 420 somewhere, right?
Yeah, boy.
Strong. Damn.
Oh, I remember you. Where's your roidy redhead pal?
I don't know. Lost him in the chaos.
Yeah, shit was wild.
Wild with a capital D. Oh, and the raids are getting more frequent. I'm telling y'all, we can't go on like this. We need to organize. They know how to keep us just below the threshold of rioting.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. We need to switch it up on them.
Yeah. Oh,
for you, honey.
Word.
Bowl of benzene for my meow mix.
Don't call us that.
Oh, babies.
Thanks.
When Zeph sits next to me, I see that under her cape, her body shell is glass. A metal skeleton visible underneath.
What you staring at?
Me? No, I was just...
kidding. You want to see something cool?
A goldfish swims out between her ribs and comes right up to the glass.
Whoa.
goldfish, she's named Gigi, short for Glen Glenda, the third. Say hi, Gigi.
Hi, Gigi.
She keeps her mama company, isn't that right, Gigi? Where did Aura flutter off to?
Oh, I think she went to get someone. She's a mess, girl.
Shush. It ain't easy. Boys, here's to the safe return of Omni and our brothers and sisters who are spending this night behind bars. Pedal to the metal.
Pedal to the metal.
Is Vector...
Don't worry, she'll sleep through an earthquake.
What's with her, glitching, if I can ask?
You know, it's hard to know. The official Blitz patch is too expensive for most infected electrics, so we gotta resort to homebrew solutions. Back alley patches, side effects are unpredictable, to say the least.
She might be made of steel, but she's a fragile one.
The best people always are.
Hear, hear.
I didn't know. That's screwed up.
What's screwed up is how many bios think we don't want to patch ourselves.
It's shameful, the rumors those biopurists spread. But truth is, even before the Blitz virus, we had to repair ourselves on our own dime. It costs less to replace us than repair us. Too depressing. I'm gonna go smoke a cig.
I'll come with you, babe.
She looks like Sleeping Beauty. You know, from the old stories.
Oh, boy. Looking to save her or hoping she can save you, Prince Charming?
The only thing I'm sure of is that I feel more alive than I've felt in... ever. It's like, I'm not good, but maybe I could be.
Respect. That's honest. It's what this gathering is about. It's what I'm about. We're all in the same boat. Just gotta decide on a direction to row in.
Well, maybe when the benzene runs dry.
You got it, honey. She's got a big heart. She always sees the best in people. Sometimes at her own expense.
She does, doesn't she? And it's almost like it's,
infectious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is, sounds ridiculous, I know, but I can't remember caring about someone other than myself before tonight. Before I saw V up on that, it just wasn't how I was. Why am I spilling my shit? I shouldn't have smoked that.
Boy, I'm the bitch you spilled to.
The skin tease. Vector's song. I can't get it out of my head. It's like a spell or something. I feel like it's changing me. Does that make... I just heard the words coming out of my mouth. I sound insane.
No. See, that's the point. The song is a catalyst, a call to action not everybody hears, but you did. Trust me, I wrote it with her. So now, the ball's in your court. What's the play?
I got absolutely no idea.
A map of the world that does not include Utopia is not worth even glancing at.
What?
Oscar Wilde quote. I read it on the back of a soda can. You're probably gonna get laid and go, which is fine. I'm all about that life. But you'll figure it out. Eventually. Might take you no time or a lifetime. At some point, we all have to stop running away and start running towards something, you know? Vector, she gave me the courage to go skin-free, except for my face. But I'm not fixated on passing anymore. No small feat, especially for an electric of my class.
What do you mean? You're...
Oh, hun, I'm not like the other girls.
Who's next? Wait. Why don't you sing something?
Let's see about this.
Yeah, get on the mic, Bucky.
It's Lucky.
Nah, I'm not nearly lit enough. But
give it a minute.
What?
Oh, come on. Show us what you got, stud.
Zeph will make it her mission to get you on the mic before the sun is up.
Let's see. No. No. Maybe.
I stare at the red liquor in my cup. Skinner's bleeding face appears in my mind. He was just doing his job, and I just... No. No. I don't want to think about him. Not now. I'm just like my pops, aren't I? Pushed it out of my mind for so long. The time I found an old issue of Playbot magazine in my dad's car. I'm on my feet before I realize it. Like I'm thunderstruck, clutching at my waist for a gun that isn't there. They all stare at me.
It's cool, man. Cool.
It's just someone at the door.
Yeah, no, I'm
relax.
I'll get it.
Didn't realize I was so on edge. Still.
Oh my god,
who is that?
These are my friends.
Oh honey, we go way back.
Zeph lets in Aura and two more electrics. A tall one with golden tusks and what looks like a jellyfish smoking a cigar. What? Why does everything sound so strange?
Probably just a Nirvana playing with your senses.
It's cool.
Wait. I thought that was weed.
What was?
The what we smoked, that was...
Well, I mean, yeah, weed laced with Nirvana.
Oh.
You've smoked Nerve before, right?
Oh, yeah. Man, yeah.
You're lying.
Oh, boy.
Bambi.
Oh, what? I have.
Well, man, listen. Just wander and explore tonight. You'll be free before long.
Shit.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I was dreaming. That same tattered dream. We slept on the boat, she and I. We were happier than we knew when my name was Prisma. The summer lasted for a year. And I wait for the thunder. But this time, the cold winds never come. Instead, I hear... rebooting. I open my eyes. I see the blurry underside of Driver's the Jellyfish floating above me, trailed by cigar smoke, as always. JJ tunes some dude's golden tusk. My muscles ache. Feels like I've been asleep for days, but it's barely been 25 minutes. I check my wrist. Battery indicator flashes 3 bars. I feel better.
Morning's alone.
Did I leave Lucky here? Alone with them? What is he? Don't call me that. What?
He's singing karaoke. I win.
Congratulations.
Vector, Starchild, listen, real talk. He's a good egg with a nice ass and all,
But what?
He smoked Nirvana.
Of course he did.
Pretty sure he's a nerd thing. He'll deny this.
Right.
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago. Obviously, the high hasn't even bloomed yet, but...
He doesn't know that.
No, I don't believe he does.
That's when Lucky spins around, shirtless, a plastic daffodil tucked behind his ear. His face radiates such pure ecstasy. It makes him look like a child.
Cause I don't wanna save. I don't wanna find another way.
Hey, welcome back. Come on.
With me. Let's go.
Are you insane?
You know this one?
She does.
Yep, Lucky. Put the mic down. We gotta.
You feeling good?
I am. Are you?
Great. Never better.
He holds out his hand, and I take it. It's warm. He pulls me up.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Oh,
nope.
Come on.
You got yourself into this mess, so now you're gonna sing for your supper, Lucky. Let's go, from the heart. You're missing it.
Finding the light still make you stay forever. What do I have to tell you? Trying to hold on to something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, give us a chance to make it.
Yes.
No.
Go off, bio boy. Go off.
I'm not that strong.
Okay, that was beautiful.
That's all you need, baby.
You're insane. You hear me?
Insanely what? Cute? Handsome? Insanely fun, maybe?
In that moment, I felt something which I haven't felt in a long time. I felt hope. But the thing is, hope is a choice. And you don't know if it's the right choice until it's too late to turn back. And then all you're left with is a broken heart. If you're lucky, that is.
Electric AZ stars Chloe Bailey as Vector, Mason Gooding as Lucky, Sugarlyn Beard as Aura, Benny Drama as Hal, Takuma Anzai as JJ the Mechanic, JoJo Gibbs as Martha, Benny Drama as Monk, and Kesha as Zephyr. Created and directed by Vanya Asher. Executive produced by Kesha, Vanya Asher, Rob Herding, Sandra Yiling, and David Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Michelle Zarati. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Executive music producer, Kesha. Music supervisor, Matthew Heron-Smith. Music editors, Matthew Llewellyn and Brian Kessley. Additional music by Sean Gould. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ryan Walsh. additional editing by Ariel McGrail, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Sound effects editor, Bob Keller. Mixed by Randy Torres and Ben Milchip. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marissa Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Additional script supervisors, Emily Blake and Liam Hoops. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators, Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanova. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chung Mu. Special thanks to Marlena Ma, Justin Kelly, Dagan Fricklin, Yadra Alisbahic, and Safet Alisbahic. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Electric Easy is a Q Code production. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today.
Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.